When Dana Corbett and Catherine Quaglia opened Boundless Books earlier this summer in the heart of Ladysmith, they weren't just opening a bookstore. They were building the life they wanted to live. "You want to spend your time somewhere that gives you life," said Corbett. "That's what we wanted and that's what we're trying to create." The two women met years ago while working at Volume 1 Bookstore in Duncan. They shared a love of books, and later, a vision, to open a store of their own someday. It's a dream Quaglia has carried since her days as a student at Simon Fraser University in Vancouver, and when she thinks about it, even earlier. "I just love books," she said. "When I was young, libraries were kind of my comfort places. I just always loved them. So having a bookstore and being able to provide a space for people like that, and seeing the families coming here, it just gives me such a sense of joy and purpose." That dream became reality when longtime bookseller Frieda Douglas decided to retire after 20 years of running Salamander Books in Ladysmith. Corbett and Quaglia see it not as taking over Douglas's space but continuing its legacy. "People are really very glad that it has remained a bookstore, first and foremost," said Corbett about the community response since they opened. "Kudos to Catherine because she did all of the buying and people just love the selection. They're like, I see authors I'm supposed to see and then I see authors I don't expect to see. It's that curatorial eye that makes Boundless Books special. The owners hope to offer what customers are looking for, but also give people the opportunity to discover new genres and authors they might not have encountered before." With decades of bookselling experience between them and complementary skills, Quaglia's buying expertise and Corbett's background in bookstore management, the pair opened the store they'd always wanted to work in. With new staff member Lydia rounding out the team, they've got their perfect team. "We're business partners, it's like we're practically married now," said Corbett, laughing. "But there's a lot of growth because we're different people, similar, but different backgrounds." Quaglia agrees. "I have lots of ideas and she's really just allowed me to express that part of my creativity," she said. "It's been really fun in that way too, creating a space together. We've still had to have hard conversations," Corbett added about the newfound realities of business ownership. "So we're also growing in that way." Frieda Douglas offered her full support during the transition. "She told us that she was just so grateful that someone with energy to keep going in the book business," said Corbett. "She said, you're old enough for the experience and young enough for the energy. She handed over the keys and just said thank you for letting me retire." Corbett and Quaglia said they are honored to continue the legacy Douglas built. "The shop is designed to feel calm, personal and welcoming. The front of store children's section, visible from the desk, is a central feature. A big part for us was the kids section," said Quaglia. "Sometimes kids sections can be tucked away in back corners. We really wanted to bring that to the forefront. The cozy children's section invites families to read, play and explore books together. And of course, to provide a safe spot for kids to read while adults browse the store. The layout may be intimate, but the curation is expansive, reflecting the unique offerings only independent bookstores can provide. I think what you get with an independent bookstore is that there are real people that are sitting in front of a computer, going to book fairs, reading advance reader copies and are putting in a lot of effort to make sure that really good books are on the shelves and available for you," said Corbett. "Everything in here, every single book that you see in this whole store, even the puppets, the cards, they have all been hand-selected. Let's see an algorithm provide that. And while there may not be a bookstore cat, there's a plush one lounging in the children's corner, plus a healthy supply of cat-themed reads and calendars. Visiting dogs are very much welcome." Quaglia and Corbett have already started tailoring their inventory to the town's tastes. "There was a lot of desire for what we call romantasy, which is the term for romance fantasy," said Quaglia. "The store is fully stocked with those books, but there are also genres that may be new to many. There's a genre called Japanese movie fiction," said Quaglia. "It's a really specific genre. They're kind of cozy and comforting. Sometimes there's time travel, there's often a cat, there's something really soothing about them, I'm interested to see how people respond to that section. And while the store may be small, it's not limited. Their online ordering system makes their service even more accessible. Customers can browse from home, order what they need, and pick it up in store, still getting that local connection. The owners of Boundless Books say their goal is to keep evolving, growing, and serving the community for years to come. I'd like to see us grow. I'd like to see us become a go-to destination for well-curated quality books, said Corbett. Some shelves remain deliberately unfilled, a visual reminder that the store, like its founder's dream, still has room to grow. For now, they're focused on getting to know the community and evolving their offerings. Future plans may include gatherings, author readings, book clubs, and more. They're not there yet, but the vision is, and the commitment is clear. We've both worked really hard in our lives and we've both raised families, said Quaglia. After a pause following graduation ceremonies and the shift to empty nesting, both women asked themselves, what's the next thing going to be and what am I going to do that brings joy? It would appear they've found it. At their opening celebration, a fellow island bookstore owner told them that people always ask her if they should open a bookstore. Her response, don't open a bookstore, save a bookstore. Corbett and Quaglia don't see it as saving. To them, it's about continuing a legacy and shaping the next chapter. I'm very values-driven and purpose is really important to me, said Quaglia. I think this is really good work. It's the kind of work that feels even more vital in these times. The world is really noisy right now. It's really noisy, said Quaglia. Reading is slowing down and just being present with whoever you're reading with and enjoying that together. I feel like we really need that right now. It's the kind of quiet, joyful work the women behind Boundless Books plan to keep doing, one hand-picked title at a time.